reading from the book of Tobit. Now when the 14 days of the wedding celebration, which Raguel had sworn to hold for his daughter, had come to an end, Tobiah went to him and said, "Send me off now, since I know that my father and mother do not believe they will ever see me again. So I beg you, father, let me depart and go back to my own father. I have already told you how I left him." And Raguel said to Tobiah, "Stay, son, stay with me. I am sending messages to your father Tobit, and they will give him news of you." But Tobiah insisted, "No, I beg you to send me back to my father." Raguel then promptly handed over to Tobiah his wife Sarah, together with half of all his property, male and female slaves, oxen and sheep, donkeys and camels, clothing, money, and household goods. And he saw them safely off. Embracing Tobiah, he said to him, "Farewell, son. Have a safe journey. May the Lord of heaven grant prosperity to you and to your wife Sarah. And may I see children of yours before I die." The word of the Lord. Well, this week's reading is from the book of Tobit, have given us a taste of a strange story indeed. A mixture of psalm, folktale, wisdom literature, slapstick, morality story, romance. Now, the church is sure that buried in here there is a matter that reveals the presence of God in the lives of ordinary people. So, what is this reading today all about? Tobiah, the dutiful son of Tobit, has fulfilled the requests of his father, has followed the advice of the angel Raphael, and has married Sarah, freeing her from the clutches of the demon Asmodeus. Now Tobiah has one final task, to return to his father in Nineveh, to cure his blindness, hear his final advice, and to bury him when he dies. Despite the delightful details contained in this story, it actually carries a very conventional message. Tobiah acts in every way as a pious, dutiful Jewish son ought to do. At various points, we are given to understand the obligation of parental respect, the sanctity of marriage, the importance of prayer in our daily lives, the necessity of fasting and almsgiving to make amends for sin. It's all very traditional, but wrapped up with demons and monsters and fishy connections. It's not easy to find a meaning for today's Christian reader in all of this. The main thing that occurs to me is that the people in this story all suffer greatly. Tobit lives a poverty-stricken exile in Nineveh. He's old and blind, and he has little hope. Tobiah, in following his father's instructions, meets adversity and danger. Sarah, daughter of Tobiah's kinsman, has suffered greatly as a result of the demon Asmodeus, and lost seven husbands before the marriage in each case had been consummated. Tobiah is in a pickle. What to do? It seems that all these human beings must endure pain and suffering without end. What have they done to deserve this punishment? Where is God in all this? But Tobiah does everything right, and God is with him and with the others. Suffering, we find, is not punishment, but a test. God, in the long term, does reward the just and punish the wicked. We are called upon to trust God and live in God's way. You know, it's interesting how stories of everyday life can sometimes hold for us great meaning great theology even. Recently, we here have been following news about a search for a police dog that was lost in some rugged mountains not far away. The dog's distraught master was helped by a great team of hunters and police and trampers in a desperate quest to find the dog. After 5 days, they found him, a little hungry and lonely, but fit and well. I think there is meaning in this story. I need to think about it.